Well, let's welcome you back to This Week in the Association. I'm Rob Pinier, joined once again by Kevin Loco as we continue our look at the 2024 season, and we are honored to welcome the incredible voice of the Kane County Cougars, Joe Bram. Joe, thanks for joining Kevin and I.
Wow. Thank you for the high praise, guys. please ask you to lower your standards, especially because I'm out in some Southside softball fields catching my niece's softball game right now, so I apologize for any planes landing in Midway or any crazy parents screaming at their kids. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, so a great broadcaster and a good uncle at the same time. That's what we're talking about. Okay. So Joe, let's just begin by talking about, give us a recap of your final thoughts on the 2023 season.
Well, you know, an early exit in the playoffs is never fun, but I was really impressed with the way the team responded in the second half and, you know, kind of went into the postseason with a lot of momentum, kind of a lot like how I thought they did in the 2022 season, but playoffs are another animal, and it all comes down to showing up when it matters most. It was kind of crazy after that big offensive explosive game in game one against Milwaukee. Thought it was all going to be not smooth sailing, but thought the Cougars were definitely going to be in the driver's seat. And then, you know, Milwaukee showed a lot of resilience, pulling away the last couple of games and taking down the Cougars in that opening round. So I like the fact the past couple of years now, the Cougars have seen what it's taken to put together a good long playoff run. And hopefully this can be the year where they're able to bring that to fruition.
So, Joe, this has been a very interesting offseason. A lot of teams have had massive turnovers. Very few have more than four or five guys to their club this season. You guys have like 9 or 10. Do you see that as any advantage for the Cougars this year?
Yeah, it's interesting. I noticed that, too, because normally it's us that has most of the turnover, and you've got all the longtime staples with the other teams. But, yeah, I think that familiarity can be very beneficial for the team, for the coaching staff, I mean, for the fans, too. But in terms of the on-field product, I mean, I think familiarity always helps. And that goes pretty much with any sport, any league. But, you know, the Cougars had such a good pitching staff last year, and, you know, a good amount of those guys are back. You know, the offense was kind of streaky, and I think that might have been their Achilles heel. But a lot of those biggest pieces you know, are back. Gally Cribbs Jr., Cornelius Randolph, Armand Upshaw, Josh Allen. So, you know, hopefully that can roll over into more success this year. And also just team chemistry, I think, could be a big factor with familiarity. So hopefully that can play into factor this year as well.
You know, you talked a little bit about this. The offense was the Achilles heel of the team last year. I think Jimmy Kerrigan, they were expecting to have a kind of a replica of 2022, and that didn't materialize. He winds up, you know, moving on, and the offense just really didn't seem to get going. What do you feel about this offense looking at some of the guys who are returning and even some of the newcomers you have?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know how good of a grasp I'm going to have on that until the season starts, but, you know, in the early going, just a couple of preseason games and who was brought in. You know, George is very particular about the guys that he has on this team. So, you know, we know the familiar faces and the familiar roles will, you know, probably continue, and bringing in new blood can help, you know, provide some competition for lineup spots and playing time. And, you know, it's just been one preseason game, but I thought Trendon Craig, who was in the leadoff spot, had a really good showing. 3 straight hits and 3 straight at-bats, 2 of them to lead off the inning. So, you know, if you get a good mojo going to the leadoff spot, that's always a key to success for longevity in the offense. So hopefully that can continue, and then, you know, those other guys throughout the lineup can fill out and do well as well.
At this point, how are you seeing fans embracing independent baseball now, having a chance to see how the club is built and getting to know these guys and how the organization is run?
I think they're really enjoying it. I really do. You know, it was, I won't lie, it was kind of a blow when we found out we weren't going to be affiliated anymore. But, you know, being in the American Association has been such a refreshing change and has just been such a bright spot, I think, in our organization's history, because it does provide this strong competition of baseball that, you know, you get a lot of talent in affiliated ball, but you don't get the rivalries. You don't get the, you know, 5 straight bangers of games against the Cleburne Railroaders because of, you know, teams fighting for the playoffs or having to face the same team for six straight games. So it's just a very entertaining and kind of shot of adrenaline with being in the American Association. I've really enjoyed it. I think the fans have too. And I mean, I think the numbers show it too. I mean, attendance has not slipped. We've played less games, but on average, you know, we're still right up there and competing with some of the best in minor league baseball and doing a good job in the American Association. And, you know, it's a two-way street. The American Association has just been such a great host for us and has provided us with strong competition and exciting baseball to give to our fans. And I really think they've enjoyed it. And plus, you know, it doesn't hurt when you get a rivalry with a team just down the road in Rosemont, not too far away in Gary, and then even Milwaukee and Lake Country. I mean, they're not too far away. So it's cool to pump that aspect into the Cougars' history as well. I mean, we used to have some good games and good series against the Peoria Chiefs, but they never had the type of excitement that some of these games have that we've seen the past couple of years.
Guys, I don't mean to make light of it's a pretty sad situation right now in the major leagues and on the West Coast with Oakland, but as of now, they're drawing 6,400 fans a night. Could this be the year that an American Association team, in particular Kane County, outdraws a major league ball club?
Well, I mean, listen, you know, you've seen it before with other things. I believe 1 year a Marlins minor league affiliate outdrew their parent league club a couple of years ago. And, you know, everyone loves to have fun with those types of numbers, but I think everything is understood in what it all comes down to. And it's, you know, population of who's near the ballpark and who comes out to the games. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of Oakland Athletics fans are not really thrilled with what's going on with the organization right now, and they have all the right in the world to do whatever they want. And if that's not go to the games, then that's their right. But, you know, we're happy to get the big crowds that we're having in Kane County. It's a real fun atmosphere. It's just a feel good place. And I've said before, it just connects so many local communities that have this love for sports and the camaraderie for sports. And it's a very big high school football community, and there's like four or five of them all coming together in the summer, and then they join forces and become Cougar fans. So it's a pretty cool thing to see and an even cooler thing to be a part of.
You know, getting back to the on-field product, we've talked about how a lot of the offensive pieces are back together, and then you've got Western Muir, Jack Fox back in place in the rotation, but what was a very good bullpen this year? It looks like there, other than C.J. Carter, there is not a lot of guys coming back. How do you see the bullpen shaping up?
It was kind of interesting today because we played like 12 innings, but the Cougars ended up getting like the last nine outs because I think Lake Country had a few pitchers they had to roll through too. So that's the animal that is the preseason. Kind of no rules. You just do whatever you can so everyone gets their work in. But yeah, I mean, Logan Nissen's back, Ryan Richardson's back, and I know the bullpen was a big key for the Cougars' success last year, but, you know, it's going to come down to good pitching and good pitching leadership. David Holmberg, a former big leaguer, pitched for the White Sox and, you know, had more than just a cup of coffee in the big leagues. I'm sure a lot of pitchers are going to be very excited and fired up to compete for him, so I can see it playing a big role. And the other thing is, I believe it was Tyler Beardsley that said maybe a year or two ago how the atmosphere at Kane County just pumps adrenaline into the performance. So hopefully, you know, a lot of those guys, their first time here in Kane County pitching for that team, can ride that wave and utilize that and benefit from the environment that our great fans provide for them.
Joe, one really interesting thing I think about this team this year, so the first couple of months of the season, you play in the division for one series and then out and then in and then out. That goes on for like 2 months. Interesting schedule. Do you see that as having any kind of negative or positive for the team?
I don't like to. I mean, don't get me wrong. I just came off of an NHL schedule where, you know, the Blackhawks played their first five games on the road against powerhouse teams. And I think we all know where the Hawks landed in the standings. So no one likes to use the schedule as an excuse or anything like that. You got to play everyone. You know, everyone plays everyone pretty much the same amount. And, you know, I just don't think it's a good trait for a winning team to have to make light of the schedule and use that as a crutch to how well or poorly a season has started off. The one really interesting thing is, and this is just kind of a quirky thing, the Cougars are starting on the road this year for the first time in 10 years. They kick off the season on Friday in Milwaukee, and it hasn't happened since my first year with the team in 2014. I will say my first year when we were affiliated with Cubs, we won the championship, the Midwest League championship, so maybe that's a little good omen. But, yeah, just a funny quirk. It's been very cool that the Cougars have started the season at home every year for the last 10 years and have ended the season at home, too. I think that might even be bigger because, you know, you get a lot of important games towards the end of the regular season. It's good to have that benefit of them being home games. So, yeah, just a funny quirk in the schedule I noticed for the first time in a long time for the Cougars.
Joe, I know you love the stories, so tell us who you think is an interesting story going into this season fans are really going to like to hear about.
Let me think. I've talked with a few of the guys. You know, it's just kind of a little bit of everyone. You know, Gally Cribbs Jr., who has kind of been, I'm sure he's the most tenured Cougar now in franchise history, but man, does he love coming up from Texas and living in Geneva, Illinois, or at least the surrounding area every summer. And it's not just that, it's his whole family. If anyone's going to a Cougars game for the first time this year and they happen to come to a home game when the Cougars win, keep an eye out for Gally Cribbs Jr.'s son, Gally, and they call him Baby G, run the bases with his dad after every home Cougar win. And it's one of the coolest things in the world when you get 7, 8, 9, sometimes 10,000 people cheering for a three-year-old round the bases, and then he slides into home, and the whole crowd go berserk like the team just hit a walk-off homer. So it's really cool just because you know that's creating memories for him, and it's creating memories for their whole family, for Gally, his wife. And it's just something, you know, you don't get anywhere else. You can only get in the American Association. It's just a very cool moment, a very fun time. I mean, just some other things. I was talking to Cornelius Randolph, who's back once again. Spent a lot of time in the offseason playing golf with Armand Upshaw. They've got a pretty nice, tight connection. I chatted with Logan Nissen. He spent a lot of his offseason coaching, and it was pretty cool because he coaches at his alma mater, and he feels like it's a great way to give back because, you know, not only did his collegiate career help him with his baseball career, but his baseball coach was the only guy that recruited him for baseball. So he just feels like, you know, he kind of deserves it to that coach and the program to give back. It was just kind of a very cool, noble thing that I heard. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've heard a million times the Jack Fox story of how his grandfather wrote the theme song for Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley and the Monday Night Football score from ESPN. It's pretty amazing. So yeah, we'll have a handful of those in the broadcast.
Well, Joe, tell us, how can fans catch your broadcast, and are you doing any other kind of thing, like a weekly show or a daily thing to lead into broadcasts?
You know, the coolest news regarding the broadcast is that AA Baseball TV is free now for everyone. That is fantastic. I'm very pleased to hear that Josh Schaub and everyone got that done in the American Association. I think that's definitely well-deserved for the fans and just baseball fans in general to catch another style of baseball in a whole new league that they can benefit from entertainment-wise. So, yeah, we got every home game on AABaseball.tv, like always. We'll be on Mixlr, so if you want to tune in that way and chat with us, Connor and I are more than happy to bring you into the broadcast and into the conversation. Planning on doing the Bottom of the Sixth once again, where we treat the bottom half of the sixth inning like a podcast and go wherever the conversation takes us. And, yeah, I mean, other than that, we'll be doing some stuff on social. I don't think anything like regularly or anything like that. But, you know, we always try to do more. We always try to be different. We try to be unique because I think that's what is most important about minor league baseball, professional baseball, independent baseball is you got to stand out. So I really like when we get our creative minds together and do something different than everyone else is doing.
Liking it. Well, Joe, tell us at the end of the season when the Kane County Cougars, and you're cheering about hearing your answer, so when the Kane County Cougars are hoisting the Miles Wolf Cup, tell us what happened to make that occur.
It'll be because of all the positive publicity that Rob and Kevin gave us throughout the – no, I'm kidding. Consistency. Consistency and clutch hitting. I think clutch hitting is huge. I know playoffs, winning the playoffs, I think that goes to say for pretty much any level in baseball, but I think clutch hitting has been kind of what has hurt the Cougars in the past. So I feel like that if you turn that around, that could not only benefit the team but also provide some positive juju. So hopefully that'll be the remedy this year.
Fantastic. Joe Brand, thanks for joining Kevin and I.
Rob,
thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much. Yeah, absolutely. Always a joy talking to you guys. You have a good one.